Welcome back to, I was going to say Irish to the core, getting my shows wrong, to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. Now, on the line, I have Erin Cafferkey, and she's from My Name Tags. How are you, Erin? How are things?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Sure, could be worse. Now, normally, pre-COVID, you would have been based in London. But
that's right.
You're not at the moment. Tell us where you are.
I am working from home on Achill Island, and I have been for the past about 18 months now or so.
I tell you this, when Lord saves the days when I was working, you'd never be able to do that, be able to work from home. Yes, have it made, you young people.
Oh, we're lucky. It is great to be able to work from home.
It is, and in such a gorgeous place as Achill.
Yeah, it's really, really lovely, especially when the sun is shining, even though it's not shining today, but when the weather is good, it's wonderful here. It's fabulous.
But sure isn't the sun shining over there now that you're in an All-Ireland final again and you don't have the Dubs to meet this year?
I know. Oh, yes, there's a great level of excitement. Yes, there is indeed.
Oh, and I can only imagine what it's like over there. But that's not what we're on to talk about. What we're on to talk about, and this is something that really I'm very interested in, and it's one of these things. I always believe it's small little things make big, big differences. 500 tons of plastic waste is generated by children's lost toys every year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so at My Name Tags, we already know that lost property is a big problem. We know that there is a financial impact for parents of having to rebuy items that are lost. But we wanted to explore the impact that these lost items are having on the environment and on the planet. So we conducted a survey amongst Irish parents and we worked with some experts to recreate the figures. And as you said, we found that children's lost toys generate close to 500 tons of plastic waste per year, and that is the equivalent of almost 30 million plastic bottles ending up in landfill, which is just a staggering figure. I mean, can you even imagine what 30 million plastic bottles would look like? It's a scary, scary number. We also found that children lose 13 possessions every year, and this equates to a total of 13 million items that are lost in Ireland every year, which is, again, another massive, massive number. We found as well that the most common items that are lost are children's toys. That's the number one, closely followed by socks, stationery and cuddly toys. And all of these things we know contain high proportions of unsustainable materials, including plastic. So there's some shocking findings.
Oh, absolutely. And I know this is going to be strange to say, but you being on an island, a small island off the coast there, probably so much more aware of plastic that gets into the oceans and washes up on the shore, all the plastic bottles, leaving aside, you know, the nets and things like that from fishermen, but the amount of plastic bottles and all the bits and pieces. I remember down when I used to spend a lot of time down in Greystones by the sea, you have loads of kids' toys, whether it be little trikes, you know, plastic trikes, or dollies, heads of dolls and things like this. And you're saying, how did all this get washed up? But it's from people losing the property, the children's toys. And if you had them marked, how much easier would it be to get them back, and you wouldn't have them ending up getting into the waste system?
That's right. Yeah, like, we know that children can lose anything, anywhere, at any time. It's just the nature. We know that lost property is quite a big problem in schools and creche and nursery, and especially now when items that are lost are put into lost property boxes and they're left there for a certain amount of time, then they need to be thrown away, I suppose, after the set period of time. So we know that that this is a problem. But we know as well that if parents can add a name tag to their children's items, it significantly reduces the chance of that item being lost forever. You know, if somebody finds, say, for example, a child's teddy bear and it has a name and phone number, the chances are that that person is going to call the number and say, hi, this is my found your teddy. I'm going to leave it in the local shop and you can collect it, or I can meet you somewhere and give it back. You know, so it definitely helps reduce the problem.
Well, I can tell you it does. And because you just put your finger on something there that, oh, what was this? It's about a year ago. My youngest grandchild was being brought out for a walk, and her mother had given her a little teddy bear that she had as a child. And off they went for the walk, and they got back home and no teddy bear. Being dropped along the way, and only that the name was on it, there could have been absolute ructions. Because I know my daughter-in-law was quite upset because it was something from her childhood.
Of course, yeah, the sentimental value of it, especially in particular for things like that, it would be so upsetting to lose them.
Yeah, indeed it is. And kids are just absolutely dreadful for dropping things. So that, you know, you're walking along and you have them in the pram or the buggy, whatever they call them nowadays, that, you know, when you're not looking, next thing, things are getting thrown out, whether it's a dodi or a toy or a dolly or anything, like, it's gone. And if you haven't seen it when it's going, you know, it could be half an hour later that you suddenly realise and it's gone. And all these things build up.
That's right, they really do, especially as you said, if you're out and about and you're pushing the pram and you're in a busy, say you're going shopping or something like that, something will be thrown and you wouldn't know for God knows how long. So yeah, it happens, it does happen.
And it's actually quite, it's good timing that we're talking to you today, because kids are going to be heading back to school over the next few weeks. And parents are out there getting the school clothes, whether it be the school clothes or the school books and the whole lot. They all need to be marked, that the people, so that if they get lost, they can find their way home. But really, with kids, you bring them to school, they leave their jumpers, they leave anything that can be left. The child will leave, so you're better off getting a name tag and getting it onto them.
That's right, and it does really go a long way to help reduce the lost property in schools. We know that, as I said, if a child's items are labelled, if it has their name, their class, their phone number, or their name, surname, and phone number, if they leave their copybook or their lunchbox or their water bottle or their school jumper or their PE kit, whatever it might be, if that item is lost and it has a name tag, the chances of that item being returned are greatly improved. So it really does go a long, long way. And also it helps parents in the long run as well, because they're not having to rebuy items. And recently we did another survey amongst Irish parents, and we found that on average a parent spends almost €100 every year replacing items that are lost at school. So it's a huge, huge expense. So it just goes to show that a little thing like adding a name tag can go a really long way to help reduce this problem.
There's that financial thing of saving, and I think €100 is not that much that the people are losing. I'd say it's well more than that.
Because probably an average figure, but it's, yeah, as you said.
Well, you know, I used to manage a football team. A Gaelic football team, and we had our own up in the club. Each team had their own little locker that they could put their balls and all this sort of stuff away. But we used to have to do a clear out every year with the amount of tracksuit tops and bottoms and socks and shorts and football boots, hurls, you name it, would be left behind. And just forgotten about. Dreadful amount of waste. And that's what I say, there's that financial thing. But then there is also the environmental thing of,
yeah,
as we're talking about today, the amount of waste. 500 tons of plastic waste generated just in Ireland.
It's a scary number.
It is a really scary number when you consider that we're only a population of around 5 million. What is it like in the UK, where they have somewhere around 70 million, or in the States, where they have 320 million?
I can't even imagine what those numbers would be like.
Yeah. And the thing is, we can all do our own little bit and save ourselves a bit of money at the same time by just making sure that we have all our property, particularly our kids' properties, all marked securely.
Yeah, it really does go a long way. And actually, if anyone is interested in reading our list of tips and tricks, they can visit our website at www.mynametags.ie, and you'll there find lots of different tips and tricks to help reduce the amount of lost property. You know, there's lots of nice and simple things that would be easy to implement, such as, you know, creating a designated compartment in your child's school bag so that they know to put the same thing back in the same place every day, and to try and help establish that routine of doing it that way. And then hopefully as well, they will notice if something is missing and be able to find it very quickly before they go home. And then it's the chances again, the longer it's lost, probably harder it will be to find. So there's lots of other handy tricks like that that parents can try and utilize. And if they want to read the list, it's www.mynametags.ie.
Erin, thanks for chatting to us this morning. And of course, the name tags, you have the stick-on name tags and you have the iron-on name tags. You have all different types, isn't that right?
That's it, exactly, yeah. We have iron-on name labels, which are perfect for clothing, any material that can be ironed, they can add an iron-on name tag too. We've also got our colour stickers. These can be stuck to the care label of clothing, but they're also perfect for pens, pencils, stationery, books, anything for school, really. All the school supplies, they're perfect for them. We've also got some other things like wall stickers and mini stickers, which are smaller than the colour stickers. They're perfect for pens and pencils and markers and so on. So we have a nice range of products that can certainly help reduce lost property.
And of course, any kids over in Mayo, they can get stickers with that are green and red. For the forthcoming football All Ireland.
That's right, yeah. Hopefully those sales will go up.
Good. Great excitement over in Mayo, I'd say.
Oh, there is. It's a long time coming, I think. But we haven't won anything yet.
Well, that's it. And I think in past years, maybe some of the supporters have got a little ahead of themselves.
That's it. Yeah, we do tend to get quite hyped up and excited.
Well, I've got loads of friends over in Mayo, and I always remember being at a semi-final in Croke Park, and he was a real Mayo man, and you know, my God, you could hear him from the other end of O'Connell Street. But Mayo went ahead of us, and my shoulders, I have to say, were being bet off me with him clapping me on the shoulder the whole time.
We're passionate supporters.
Oh God, yes. And he still had to leave 10 minutes before the game was over because the Dubs had come back.
Oh, we've had a few rough days, all right. But this year we're more optimistic.
And I wish you all the best. And I think there isn't a team in Ireland who deserves it more than Mayo.
Oh, hopefully this will be the year.
Indeed. Erin, once again, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
No, absolutely delighted. Take care. All the best. And enjoy Achill while you can before you have to head back to the big smoke.
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
Take care.
You.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, there we go. That was Erin Cafferkey from My Name Tags. And you may be wondering why I am pushing something like that. It's not My Name Tags I'm pushing. What I am pushing is mark your clothes, mark your children's clothes, mark your children's toys in some way. But just happens to be name tags. It happens to be just a great a great way of doing it, and they have done a lot of research into these things. And as I say, you can, there's loads of little helpful tips and hints if you go to their website of www.mynametags.ie. There's blogs and there's tips on how to keep yourself safe. It'll save you money as well as save the environment.